Thank you, folks. Ain't no bones.
Hallelujah.
Got a little excited today, didn't we? Yeah, yes. Surviving troubled times. Would you agree we're in troubled times? Yeah. How do I survive troubled times? Well, it's going to be your choice. See, when God created us, He created us with a mind that can think, or is supposed to. And He has given us free will, meaning I can choose. It's my choice. How do I take one situation? How do I take a statement from someone or a doctor or something? No, you got another cancer. You got another cancer. What do you do with that? Well, it's your choice. You can sit back and say, woe is me. I don't have time for that foolishness. Their souls needing saving. There's a word of God to go out. The army of God had been activated. And God gives each one of us fighting in His army the ability to make the choice according to what we're capable of doing. Larry, I want you to sing a solo. No. Ain't happening. We use ain't all day. Ain't happening. Wasn't called to sing. Now I've been called and told not to. But I wasn't called to sing by God. Larry, you preach. Lord, do you know your word really makes a lot of people mad? So what's new for you, Larry? Preach. But preach my word, not the word of man. Don't go along with the crowd. Seems like Jesus went to the cross and the very ones, remember the first Sunday? Remember Jesus comes in? The triumphant entry of Jesus? They're all singing hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. By the end of the week, many of those that have been out there, yay, Jesus, were yelling out, crucify Him, crucify Him. That's what the crowd does. The crowd stirs up emotion. The Holy Spirit of God stirs up your spirit. It is your spirit that God wants to stir up, not your emotions. God wants you to be strong in His spirit. Well, you don't understand. I made plans. Please don't ever say that in the presence of God. It doesn't make Him laugh. You make plans, have you? How many of you whose plan for retirement really worked out like you thought? How many of you who's made plans that this is going to happen, that's going to happen? Good gracious, folks, I can't even make plans to go somewhere before you get a call and said you can't come. The COVID is too strong here. It's too dangerous. Your plans. You know what you do with your plans? Before you open your mouth and start boastfully saying, this is what I'm going to, I'm going to relax. Is that anything like my barns are all full of grain? I've got all that I need. I'll kick back, eat, drink, and be merry. And then God says, the fool, today your soul is required of you. Now what are you going to do with all you got? Don't worry about it. Kids and grandkids will waste it for you. Think of it. My plans. Take your plans to the Lord in the process of making them. Ah! Don't make your plans and then you go out and you say, okay, Lord, here's my plan. Not wise. Lord, I want to follow your plan for my life. That's a plan that's going to make it. God's plan for your individual life. The mob is not going to help you with it. All the big group gatherings, not going to help you with it. I don't care whether you come from a mega church or a 5-member church. I don't care how large the congregation. It matters about how committed you are to your Savior with the plans He has for you. Lord, I'll go. As soon as I check out with everybody else and see if what they think. What if I hurt somebody's feelings? You cannot stand up for your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ without somebody getting their toes stepped on. Why do you think I move around the pulpit? I walk all over myself with God's Word. You see, that's the power of the Word of God. He's directing us. He's leading us. I do not understand why we go through this stuff down here on earth. I have no idea. But I do know this. We are going through it. So how about taking it like a Christian? Knowing that whatever comes in your path, God has allowed it to be there. One of two things. He either commanded it to be there or He has allowed it to be there. If it's evil, He will watch how you trust Him to deal with that evil. Listen to Proverbs 19:21. I told you to choose to pray about your plans. We may make a lot of plans, but the Lord will do what He has decided. You see, people are having trouble. I don't know why everybody wants to follow these wild leaders in the crowd the way that they do and reject following a Savior who only has your best interest at heart. And He's wanting us to get about our business, to stand up, speak out. The church has set long enough. Well, we'll just let it happen. Well, look what has happened because we decided to let's see what has happened. Do you like it? We're watching multiple thousands of the unborn children in the United States of America slaughtered. And the church sits back and says nothing. We're witnessing the overthrow of cities from individuals who have no concept of life. They're running on their plans. Watch how it ends up. Their plans will crash and burn. You will not defeat God. You will not defeat the church on your plans. You've already lost. the plans that God has for your life, He says, present them to me. Here's what He's saying. I have plans for your life. I want you to recognize my plan for your life. You want something that's going to work? You won't get educated into it. You're born again into it. It's the Spirit of Almighty God. Next, I want you to trust God, realizing it's your choice. Trusting God is your choice. And it's in the choice that you make. If you say you're going to trust God, trust God. You know, I know that I got 60-some different families that I mail out my, or send a text to each one of you on keeping up with prayer concerns and heard what's going on within our church about those individuals that are hurting. Let me encourage you to do this. I know that sometimes people, they will get that and they'll think, I'll pray about that later. But you forget until you hear something that went on later. It does not take but less than a minute for you to bow your head, not while you're driving, bow your head and to ask a blessing on a prayer concern. Does it? And watch God. You've witnessed that in this church. Brother Norman McCoy was told over 6 months ago, you have 3 days to live. Call hospice in. That's over 6 months ago. Hospice hadn't been called in yet. That's called spirit, as his daughter let me know. You military men and prayer. Yep. Yep. It changes. It doesn't matter what man says. It matters what God does. What are you going to let Him do in your life? Because you see, trusting God is a choice that you make. Listen to Job. When you say that Job was in pretty bad shape, well, if you wouldn't, you didn't read it. Job was a mess, big time. His own friend said, Job, you look half dead. He was half dead, 2/3 dead. Sitting out there in the fire pit of ashes. Think of that. With big sores coming all over him. At one time, the wealthiest man known. Now he's sitting out there and his wife says, why don't you curse God and die? Still hanging on to your integrity? Yes! Integrity is a gift from God. And that gift from God, you hold on to. It's all you got. All the loved ones can be around my bed or your bed when the time is coming for me to leave this body or you or Brother Norm. All the love in the world can be there. But let me tell you something. It's just you and Jesus. I can't be with you. You can't feel me with you. It's you and Jesus. Knowing that, don't you think that I ought to make the choice? Listen to what he says. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job said, fine. He might be getting ready to kill me, but I trust in him. He's my God. He refused to go against God's will. To choose God, well, that's a rescuing choice. I need rescuing all the time. I can get in trouble just opening my mouth a lot of times. I can feel the power of God sending a legion of angels. Larry's getting ready to open his mouth, boys. Get down there quick. Surround him. You know why? I do have passion. I love. I care. It's just not something that I say. It is a heartfelt love, a care. Empathy goes deeper. You hurt, I hurt. That's what brothers in combat always feel. You hurt, I hurt. Leave me. You stay, I stay. What does that? It's a bond of love and commitment. That's what God's wanting from us. God said, I'll rescue you. I have faith. He always has. All the storms of life may gather around. I have faith. I know that God is going to pull me out. That's a choice I make. And I refuse to allow anyone to change that choice of calling that God has given me. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Been brokenhearted? Oh man, that happens all the time, doesn't it? I fell in first time I remember falling in love was in the third grade. I can't remember her name. I was in the third grade. And another boy touched her hand. It just broke me. I couldn't believe that. Of course, she didn't know how I felt. We're broken all the time. Have you ever noticed that God puts us back together? Isn't that something? He takes all these broken pieces. What would I do? I'd sweep them up and put them in the garbage. Not God, no! God picks them up one piece at a time, Brother Randy, and He patiently puts me back together again. And He'll do the same for you in troubled times. Make the right choice. He's close to the brokenhearted. He's those who are crushed in spirit. Crushed in spirit. That's broken. You can break everything about me, but when you crush my spirit, that's broken. But here's a warning. For all humanity, don't mess with God's children. If you break their spirit, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Therefore, God's coming down. It's a God-rescuing choice. I have chosen. Allowing God to rescue me. It's a God power choice. Listen to 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. Paul is dealing with a thorn in his side, whatever that is. He's dealing with it. He's prayed to God three different times. Lord, would you take this thorn out of my side so I can serve you better? Listen to what God says. Each time he said, My gracious favor is all you need. Are you hearing me, people? My power works best in your weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may work through me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I don't understand. Because you see, I want things right now. But it's not about what I understand. It's about who God is. And sometimes God says, just wait. Just wait. He got the answers, doesn't he? That's something to wait for. That is something to wait for. I love kids. Have you all noticed? They amen all the time. Don't even realize they're amening. Here's the reason for it all. Here's the reason for it all. You want to know why we're going through all this stuff? I got the scripture for you. There's a reason for it. Man, boot camp for heaven. Whew. Any of us ever went through boot camp, we know we can't wait to get out of boot camp. Listen to the scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. These little troubles, sometimes I don't think they're so little. But compared to reality trouble, they little. Listen to the scripture. These little troubles are getting us ready for an eternal glory that will make all our troubles seem like nothing. Things that are seen don't last forever. Hear that. What you see will not last forever. It's going to end. But things that are not seen are eternal. That's why we keep our minds on the things that cannot be seen. Don't we not understand when the Lord says, keep your eyes on me. Every time you put your eyes on your trouble, thinking, I'm going to handle that, it grows and it grows. No. Put your eyes on your Savior, and He will give the direction of how to deal with those problems. You got to start with Jesus. You got to start with Jesus. For I tell you, upon the authority of Almighty God's Word, you're going to end seeing Him face to face. Amen. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The lost and the saved, all will bow a knee before our risen Savior. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Get ready. He will lead you through this mess. Trust Him. Because He loves you. You know the good part? He loves you just like you are. Ha! Boy, I'm glad for that one. He loves me just like I am. That's how you deal with the situations in the troubled times and what kind of choices to make. You choose Him. Anytime is the right choice. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your love, for Your mercy. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, for your direction. I ask now, Father, as you look down upon each of us, give us the courage and the holy boldness to take the stand that you're calling us to. Help us not, dear Heavenly Father, to turn to the ways of the world, but to the ways of your love. Let your peace, dear Lord God, be so much a part of our life that we might take that peace to a lost and dying world. Father, again, I ask in the name of Jesus that you allow mercy and grace to surround Norm and his family. Let your peace, dear Lord God, rest upon them, and let your loving hand rest upon him. For I ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I remind you, folks, no matter what the situation is in life or where you are, if you have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, but you know that he's talking to you and you want to accept him, what you say is, I accept you as my Lord. Or, here am I, Lord, save me. Whatever is in your heart, let the Lord hear it. He will save you. And if that has happened to you, you have the bulletin. Everybody has my cell number. When I tell you to call me 24/7, call me 24/7. It's there. I will answer. Or I'll sure get back to you when I finish the one I'm with. That's God's way. Open your heart to him. Let me know. Your pastor loves you. God bless you.